Hi, I'm Devon Watson from the Manx Labour Party and leader of Douglas City Council.
I'm Peter Washington, I'm the chairman of the Housing and Properties Committee of Douglas City Council.
So would you just be able to explain a little bit about how the building came to be and what made you need to build the building?
So essentially, there's a lot of people living in absolutely dire conditions. A lot of people live in rending poverty. And one of the things we can do is, A, we can eliminate long-term poverty by giving people housing security, and B, getting families off that waiting list and getting them into homes that they need is absolutely vital importance. Another core value that we're trying to embody here is that by moving people, by creating apartments, we allow families to downsize, and this frees up a lot of family homes. So there's a lot of competing objectives that get solved with this building, and that's what we're trying to do here.
I think as well, the opportunity to do this in Willesden arose. It's been such a good opportunity for us because we have so many people in Willesden who are going to get to an age where they are living isn't going to be suitable for their needs. But by building this building here, we'll be able to keep people in their own homes for much longer, but also in their own communities, so that people that have lived up here for years, this will be accessible for them. If they can't get upstairs in a three-bedroom house, or they don't need a three-bedroom house, this is going to give the opportunity to keep people in their community and keep them with their families and their networks. So it's that support that they're going to gain and not lose. So the opportunity to do it here in Willesden, and we hope that's going to prove that that's the kind of thing that we want to be doing going forward.
Obviously, you've built it in the middle of Willesden, backed onto the playground and the playing field yourself. How important was that element for you guys when you came to design the building?
So you're never just building a building. What you're doing is you're building a community. And this is why whenever you build somewhere, you have to focus very carefully on this location. So there's playing areas in the back. We're going to be creating a wetland area that allows people to sort of interact a bit more with nature and gives kids exposure to that. Brand new playgrounds. But also right across the road, there's a bakery, there's a spa, there's a butcher's, and there's also a local business that deals with hair. So that's really great. And also there's a bus stop that can get people directly into town or directly to the hospital at any time. So we've also really heavily invested in paths around Willesden to give people really good pedestrian access to walk toward town. This is also only a few minutes walk away from Nobles Park and main bus routes. So that's one of the core things you have to focus on, is when you build apartments, you're maximizing the amount of value that you get out of the land.
The community, the people that are living in this community, it is the biggest social housing estate that we have on the island. And some of the people have lived up here for over 50 years. And when they're getting to that stage where they're thinking they can't up in the house that they've got now, where do they go? Now that opportunity is to stay within their own community. It's such a massive signal for us from the council to say we are thinking of these issues and thinking of these problems, and these are the solutions that we're coming up with.
So how much did it cost? And would you just be able to explain how the funding has come from?
So this building costs £11 million, and it is some of the highest quality accommodation provided for social housing, not only in Alaman, but in much of the British Isles. But also what we see is this has the capacity to house at least about 88 people now, but also going forward, because this building isn't built toward that 60-year lifespan, it's going to be here in 100 years or longer. Probably going to see thousands of people housed over the course of this building's lifetime, and that cost pays itself back over time. Essentially, what we also see is that because we've invested quite a lot into the quality of this building, the cost of maintenance is going to be much lower, the cost of refurbishing it is going to be much lower, the cost of maintaining it is going to be a lot lower, and because there's solar panels that manage the energy usage within the building, because there's really good air source heat pumps, because things are triple glazed, tenants in here are also going to have much lower costs. One thing I do want to address at the same time is that ratepayers don't pay for social housing. Social housing is funded via Housing Deficiency Fund. Social housing does receive a small contribution from Housing Deficiency Fund, but 85 to 90% of those funds are funded via the rents the tenants pay. So tenants are paying for this building themselves. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be moving toward a system where a lot more of that cost is paid for by tenants long term, and in exchange they get much higher quality. And I think that it's a fair trade, and we've not had a single person complain about rent in this building, even though it is a lot higher, because they receive a lot more quality from this.
I think as well, when we're talking about who pays for this, it is the tenants that pay. And the system that we've got now with this deficiency goes back to 1999, and that's not something the council drive, that's something the government drive. And we're looking to the future, and we want to get rid of that deficit, because what we're aiming to do, instead of running a deficit, we want to run where we've got reserves. And if we can build up reserves, that means that in the future, we don't have to ask government to help to start these building projects, we'll be able to start them on our own. And that's our aim within this council, and especially within the Housing Committee.
also when we talk about the cost of social housing, right, there's a much higher cost of having people living in long-term poverty. And this also hits on a range of things. When people live in poverty, it's much harder for them to find work. It's much higher cost on the NHS, not only in terms of mental health, but also in the fact that if you're living in a moldy apartment, that does affect you and how long you're able to work and how productive you can be. So if we're looking at this, not from humanitarian grounds, but purely on the brass tacks and on the economics of this, what we see is that the taxpayer gets a lot more value for money here by having people live in much better conditions.
This obviously has 48 apartments in it. How many people is that? Does that mean we'll get an apartment from your waiting list, and how will that help them?
So there's a few things that we see here, right? Is that not only do we see a lot of people move off the waiting list, but also we're able to help a lot of people downsize from existing three-bedroom homes. And what this means is that we free up three-bedroom homes for families. So not only does this remove people who absolutely need to be on the waiting list, but it also helps use the housing that we currently have in Douglas a lot more efficiently. By building apartments, we end up essentially creating a lot more three-bedroom homes. And by doing that, we're able to have a much larger impact than just these 48 homes themselves.
This is a bit like the dominoes that fall over. By doing this, we're kickstarting a whole series of connections. It gives us a flexibility where people who are on the waiting list, sometimes we're constrained by people that are coming on the waiting list who need really, who are desperate for housing, and the people that need to transfer either to upsize or downsize. But by having a big block like this, this gives us that opportunity to all of a sudden free up so much property that then we can get in, we can do those properties up, and we can move people around. So it's not just this block that's going to benefit from it. It's going to be a lot of other tenants that are probably living in accommodation that's not suitable to their needs, and it's going to give us that opportunity to have a big change round. And a lot of people have been waiting a long time for this. So, yeah, it's very exciting times, is this.
So one thing I also want to emphasize is this also shows that the value of high quality environmental building standards. So having triple glazing, having solar panels, having really efficient insulation, having really good heat pumps. What this means is, though, that not only does this reduce fossil fuel use and reduce cost for tenants, but it also makes sure that people are dry and warm. And this can go a long way toward improving people's living standards. There shouldn't be a confrontation between environmental standards and living standards. And what we show is that the environmental choice is also the more humanitarian choice at the end of the day.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.